good day, greatness. Remind yourself that you don't have to do what everyone else is doing. Be special, be different, and just be yourself. Remind yourself that you don't have to do what everyone else is doing. Be special, be different, and just be yourself. Someone sent me this quote, and it rocked my world. And I said, I have to share this quote with this community. Today, this week, we are going to talk about being yourself, being what you were created for. That is what we're going to talk about. Being what you were created and what you were designed for. My name is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, and you were listening. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. Let me slow down because I'm excited. You know, I just went online and I say, let me look at what's the current world population. And there are over 8 billion people. Over 8 billion people. And when I heard this quote, the quote is anonymous. I don't even know who wrote the quote. Maybe you can let me know who wrote this quote. But when I heard this quote, it reminded me of being yourself. Being who you are, being what you were designed and created to be. You know, System Theory had a song for a lot of you who used to try, who used to follow us back in the day. We had a song called Be Yourself. Be yourself. Remind yourself that you don't have to do what everyone else is doing. Be special, be different, and just be yourself. You know what I realize? And I've been there. You know, some of us or some of you, you don't want to be who you are. You don't want to be what you were designed for. You don't want to be what you were created for because you want to be accepted by people. You want to look like everyone. You want to talk like everyone. What everyone else is doing, you were doing that because you don't want to be the one that is the oddball. You don't want to be the one that stands out. But when it comes to fulfilling your purpose in life, your purpose was designed and tailored for you. You see, I don't have a problem being who I am. Because there was a time when I didn't want no one to know who I am. I stayed in that cave. And the reason why that a lot of you don't want people to see the real colors of who you are is because you don't want to experience or deal with the rejection. Stay with me. You see, a lot of you will go follow the crowd and do what everyone else is doing just so you could fit in. Because if you decide to walk a separate road, a separate destination, or a separate destiny, then of course everyone say, well, what he is doing, what she is doing. Like I always tell my daughter, she say, well, daddy, this is what they do. This is what someone... I say, well, we are not them people. This is the Thompson royal family. And I'm letting her know and letting my children know that, hey, we are different. Certain things we do is different. We do things different. And it's all right to be different. It's all right to be comfortable on who you are. Let me give you a surprise. Breaking news. Do you know that God already knew what was going to be the color of your skin? You have the right color. You have the right eyes. You have the right nose. You have the right height. You have the right hair. You have the right texture of hair. You walk the way you were created and designed to walk. The way you talk, you were designed and created to talk like that. Isn't amazing also? People always ask me this. They say, you have an accent and you're from the Bahamas. And they say, you've been in the United States for, you know, sometimes. For my chemo, I went to college. And after college, went home and came back and stayed here and raised a family. And they say, you still have your accent. Stay with me. Because when I came over here to America to go to school, I already know who. I already had my identity. I already knew my purpose. Therefore, I didn't come over here trying to fit in. Trying to be like everyone in this culture. I didn't come over here trying to do what everyone was doing because I already knew myself. So why would I change my accent? Why would I try speak like an American? Why would I try speak like an American if I have a Bohemian accent? Why should I try speak like an Italian if I have a Bohemian accent? Why should I try speak like a... you catch what I'm saying? My accent and the way I talk is part of my identity. So when I show up in a room, because I have an accent, I stand out. And so when I show in a room, I don't try to switch my accent. I don't try to talk in a way just so I could be accepted. When I open up my mouth, everyone knows that I have an accent. When I go to the bank and someone stops by me and I start to talk, people turn around because they know that there's something different in the room. There is a different flavor. Why? Because of my accent. I don't try to be like everyone else just so I could be accepted. Why are you trying to be like everybody else? It's not going to work. Stop trying to be like everybody else. It might be an outfit you want to wear, but you don't want to wear that outfit. Not because it's a bad outfit. You don't want to wear the outfit because you say, I don't want to deal with people asking me questions. Why did you wear that color today? There might be a certain hairstyle that you want. And a lot of people, and I'm talking to you out there, listen to me. You cannot fulfill purpose in life if your focus is people. Your focus is not people. Because if you make people your focus, then you're going to live for the rest of your life trying to please people. And here's the thing. Trying to please people is like throwing money into an empty well. It will never get filled up. Oh, gosh. There are over 8 billion people in the world. 8 billion. And there is no one that has your fingerprint. Do you know how special you are this morning? Do you know how unique you are this morning? Do you know how awesome you are this morning? There is no one in the world like you. But we want to be accepted by people. Or you want to be accepted by people. Therefore, what you do? You act like those people. You talk like those people. You walk like those people. You get in their communities. You get in their tribes. You get in their organizations. You do everything to be accepted. But when you call to fulfill your purpose in life and to be a leader, you have to focus on being who you are. You were designed and created to fulfill your purpose in life. You were designed for something special to fulfill in this universe. And no one else can do that. You know what? One thing I like about musicians, I like how creative musicians are. I like their creativity. They might come into a room and no one dresses like them. And to them is normal. They might go to the store. I love creative people. They might have an outfit on and nobody is wearing that outfit. Why? Because they are not trying to fit in. They are expressing their creativity. So I encourage you today that you don't have to do what everyone else is doing. Be special, be different, and just be yourself. Quote Anonymous. Oh, gosh. Focus on being what you were designed to be. Focus on what you were created to be. This is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson giving you some inspiration and some motivation and encourage you today the importance of being yourself, being what you were designed to be, being what God, the God of the universe, has designed you to be. And remember, the best and the greatest day to be alive is today. Focus today on being who you are. You are unique. You are special. There are over 8 billion people in the world and no one has your fingerprint. That means that your name is special. You are success. You are greatness. You are purpose. You are destiny. There is no one else like you. It's okay being what you were designed and created to be.